All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, Tampa. Never want to go through CLCQ, that's for sure. Not a great way to do it, but at least you got it done there and then headed to the main.
Yeah, I got a race win tonight. It's been a long time since I've gotten a race win. But, I was riding good all day. Like, practice was good. My starts were good. Had a little mistake in the sand and the heat. I got on the edge, and the edge just gave way. And picked my bike up going to the next turn, and I was going so slow, I just got hit from behind and fell again. So fell twice in 100 feet, and I was this close to getting it done in the heat and getting up to ninth. But, the main, I got a better start than I expected being that far out, and I was around, like, maybe 10 or so. Shuffled back a little bit the first couple laps, not as bad as normal, so that was good, and then just kind of clicked my laps off. Halfway through, Shane was in front of me, and I was feeling it, so I was feeling pretty tired. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to settle in a pace, and maybe he'll drop back to me. And he didn't. He held strong. So, and then, man, getting lapped in this field sucks. Yeah. It's like Colt was – I mean, I think I'm going to battle Colt every race this year for last place, it seems like. So I'm getting lapped, and I'm watching Colt, and I'm trying not to, get in the leader's way, but I'm also not trying to let Colt pass me. And it's a fine line. You gotta figure out, and I'm struggling with it a little bit, I think. So I'm happy with how the night ended. Even all day, I rode amazing. I'm gelling with the bike. Team's been great. So, yeah.
Sand looked brutal, man, for everybody. I mean, obviously you had your problems in it, but sand looked brutal.
The sand was brutal, but honestly, the main, it was easy. Like, it got the hard spots kind of packed in. If you got on those, it was pretty simple. The heat race, it was deep in the heat race, and it bit me. But, I think the sand's what kind of wore me out tonight, I think. I felt like I was riding really well and just kind of holding my breath through the whoops and the sand, and that bit me a little bit.
So I understand. I think Kenny was yelling at Benny, but he meant to yell at you for the start. Do we know?
I'm assuming so. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough – like, dude, I'm trying to get a whole shot too. Yeah. Like, I got hit from behind a little bit, and I couldn't get turned. And we – I mean, it seemed like I had six guys, like, on my bike going through the first turn. So, I mean, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry that happened, but, like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
it's a first turn.
It's a first turn. It's a right-handed first turn. It's tricky. Like – unfortunately, with the right-hander and how tight it was, I felt like he had to be on that inside, and if you weren't on that inside, you were getting pushed wide, and I think that's what kind of got him is he was a little too wide, and I was able to get my bars in front of him and unfortunately hooked, but it's racing. I never meant to do it, but it happened.
Whoops got nasty, it looked like?
Yeah, whoops were nasty. I honestly didn't blitz him at all tonight. Not a whoop guy. I'm going to do what I can do for the whole night and get through the night. I mean, I know jumping the whoops is frowned upon, but I'm faster jumping them than I'm skimming them, so why would I skim them? So I'm going to play to my strengths.
All right, man. Well, hey, not a bad job, and, beat Benny, so that's what we're going for.
Yeah, thank you.